Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and I have a very important episode today. Today, we're going to talk about how much in after-tax investments do you need by age in order to retire comfortably. Passive income is truly the holy grail of early retirement and financial independence, and that passive income has to come from after-tax investments because your pre-tax retirement accounts, such as your standard IRA, 401k, etc., are nice, but they won't get the job done because you can't touch those accounts before the age of 59 and a half without a penalty. Well, there is a rule of 55, which allows an employee who retires, quits, or is fired at age 55 to withdraw without a 10% penalty from their 401k. And there's also rule 72T for early withdrawal. The distributions must be substantially equal payments based on your life expectancy. But these rules are crutches for those who've bungled their early retirement plans. Once you retire early, you're going to like it so much that you'll never want to work a full-time job again, or at least not the one you left behind. So a successful early retiree waits until at least 60 to access their pre-tax retirement accounts because they have an abundant amount in their after-tax investment accounts. So let's first review how much you should have in your pre-tax retirement accounts by age as our foundation. This is where you want to click over to the post and check out this handy-dandy chart that I've updated. And the pre-tax retirement accounts amounts by age is, 401k, solo and 401k, IRA, SIP IRA, rollover, and so forth. And just to give you some numbers, so by age 40 on the low end, you should have about $250,000. Mid-end, about $500,000, and the high-end, about $1 million. Age 50, $600,000, $1 million, and $2.25 million. And age 60, $1 million, $2.5 million, and $5 million. In other words, I expect everybody who aggressively contributes to their pre-tax retirement accounts to be millionaires, at least in these accounts, by age 60. So in order to calculate how much in after-tax investment accounts you should have by age, I basically create a multiple based on the pre-tax retirement accounts by age. So after-tax investments include all stocks, bonds, rental property, equity, business equity, and private investments. You could include your primary residence equity if you plan to rent out rooms or sell the property, but a conservative person would not. So for those who aspire to retire early, pre-tax retirement accounts should be mentally considered bonus money. If the money is there when you turn 60, wonderful. If it's not, no big deal because you didn't count on it to retire on in the first place. Maxing out your 401k and IRA and all those accounts should be a given. You should do it for as much and as long as possible because you want to reduce your taxable income, get that compounding and that company match or profit sharing. So you never want to pass up free money. And given after-tax investment money is what is required to generate passive income and live a comfortable life in retirement, it is therefore logical that after-tax investment money equal a multiple of pre-tax money. The greater the ratio of after-tax money to pre-tax money, the easier it will be to survive in retirement without a job, obviously. So in the post, I've created another proprietary chart of after-tax investment amounts by age for someone to retire between 40 and 50 if they so choose. So let me give you some numbers at age 30 or after you've worked 8 years. The after-tax multiple is 1x. Your mid-end pre-tax account should have about $150,000. Therefore, your after-tax account should have $150,000 as well for a total net worth of about $300,000. At age 35, the multiple is 1.5x, your pre-tax accounts is $300,000, your after-tax accounts is $450,000, and your total is $750,000. So at age 40, the multiple is 3x, and you should have about $500,000 in pre-tax accounts. Therefore, the after-tax amount is $1.5 million for a total of $2 million. At 45, the multiple is 3.5x, pre-tax accounts is $750,000, after-tax account, $2.625 million for a total net worth of $3.375 million. And at age 50, the after-tax multiple is 4x. So your mid-end pre-tax account is about $1 million. Your after-tax accounts equal about $4 million for a total net worth of $5 million. The hardest part about achieving financial independence is getting started. Your 20s is a time of uncertainty. You're not exactly sure what you want to do, where you want to live, and how you plan to get your finances in order. Maybe you have student loan debt as well. So the easiest way to get started is to read your employee handbook and contribute as much as possible to your company's pre-tax retirement accounts ASAP. So this is, again, a given. Since you have the lowest earnings power, it may be difficult to comfortably max out your 401k, for example. However, it is also important to build up after-tax investments at the same time if you want to retire early. So the ideal situation, in my opinion, is to max out your 401k and then save 20% or more of your after-tax after 401k income. By the age of 30 or after 8 years in the workforce, your goal should be to have as much in your after-tax investments as you do in your pre-tax retirement accounts. So let's talk about your 30s. You should hopefully know what you want to do with your life by the time you hit 30 or after 8 years worth of work experience. If not, retiring early is going to be pretty difficult. For this decade, your 30s, your goal is to get your after-tax investment accounts equal to at least 2 times your pre-tax retirement amounts by 40. Once your after-tax investment amount surpasses your pre-tax amounts, you will finally start feeling like early retirement is a possibility. That's when you're going to get some momentum going. Your 40s, if all goes according to plan, you'll have accumulated between 3x to 4x in your after-tax investments. In such a scenario, you are free to leave work behind, in my opinion. It's important not to hit the eject button before you hit a 3x ratio. Otherwise, you'll likely experience a tremendous amount of anxiety in early retirement, which would defeat the purpose of retiring early. I've read and I've talked to many, many folks who try to retire, you know, at their 30s, in, you know, late 30s, early 40s, and they didn't have close to a 3x ratio. And a lot of them were just stressed out of their minds because they had families to take care of. And a lot of them just decided to go back to work. And it was kind of sad, really. So in your 50s, if you've been wanting to retire but still haven't, hopefully it's because you enjoy your job or you enjoy the camaraderie or you're waiting for a meaningful pension that'll set you up for life. This pension is quite rare nowadays, but really it should not be underestimated. You know, the value of a pension really, I mean, it could be worth millions, especially if it's for life. Retiring in your 50s still feels pretty great because it's still 5 to 15 years earlier than when the average person retires. We're also living much longer as well. And obviously you're gonna have more wealth if you retire later. I max out the ratio at 5x due to time, risk, and luck that eventually runs out. Investors who wanted to retire between 2008 and 2010 got hammered and probably had to work an additional 5 to 10 years and maybe are still working to this day because their investments were in equities or highly leveraged real estate. You are always welcome to accumulate a greater multiple than 5x, especially if you found something amazing to do in retirement that generates income. I also stopped the chart at age 60 because if you retire after age 60, then you're just retiring at a fairly normal age. There's really no need to accumulate much more than 5x your pre-tax retirement accounts in after-tax investments because you'll be able to tap into your pre-tax retirement accounts penalty-free and receive Social Security as early as 62. So for readers who don't want to retire early, you want to follow the path or you're just lucky enough to have a job that you like and you want to work until 60 plus, you should still consider using my guide for traditional retirement. If all goes well, you will have accumulated enough money where if you die soon after 60, it'll be kind of sad, but if you do, you'll be able to pass on most of your estate tax-free under the new tax plan. So for those of you who are younger, who don't feel like the amounts are enough in my first chart, or who have early retirement goals as soon as you graduate from school, I've created an aggressive after-tax investment amounts guide by age that you can follow. This guide will allow you to comfortably retire between the ages of 35 and 45, depending on your level of frugality and responsibilities. And I use these numbers based on firsthand experience and also based on many, many early retirees whom I've talked to. I've asked about how they felt retiring with so much money, you know, X, Y, Z. And these numbers, I think, really encapsulate about 80% of the population. Let's say you want to retire at the age of 35. Well, the aggressive after-tax multiple I have is 3.5. Based on 300,000 in pre-tax accounts, you should have 1,050,000 more or less in your after-tax accounts for a total of 1.35 million. Now, retiring at 35 is pretty young, and I don't think it's the ideal range or age to retire because your 30s is a time for rapid wealth accumulation. You finally gain some confidence and expertise at work, and this is the time where you can really start earning an accelerated income and allowing that accelerated income to be invested and compound over the years. So at 35, at least you've socked away an extra 5 good years of earnings since the age of 30. But unless you have something you really want to do after retirement, retiring at age 35 feels a little premature. Your $1,050,000 in after-tax investments will only bring about $30,000 to $50,000 depending on the amount of risk you take. Therefore, you will likely need to supplement that income with part-time work. In fact, you're probably most likely going to have to supplement that income. Most people I know who've left corporate America around 35, however, have easily been able to find things they enjoy doing, which also pays them supplemental income. For example, online freelance work is a trend that is here to stay. And if you've been able to retire at 35, you should have at least one valuable skill to sell. I think retiring between 40 to 45, that is the ideal age. The closer you get to 40, the more comfortable you will feel with retiring because you've not only spent more years working than you've spent in grade school and college, you've also built a more robust net worth thanks to more years of compounded returns and savings. After at least 18 years of working, you won't have as much wonder or regret leaving a job behind because you've just done it. You probably welcome a break from the mundane in order to travel or spend more time with family. I know I did. So with around 2.5 million in after-tax investments and at least 500,000 in pre-tax bonus money, you should have enough to live a relatively frugal and comfortable lifestyle with your family. 2.5 million will generate at least 75,000 a year and up to 125,000 a year in income based on a slightly more aggressive 5% annual rate of return. Once Social Security kicks in, you'll earn an extra maybe $1,000 to $3,000 a month in spending money. So conceivably, you'll never have to touch principal now that the risk-free rate is around 3%. It's actually over 3% now. And I do want to mention one thing in the chart, the figures in the chart, if you go to age 60. For example, in the aggressive chart, the multiple at age 60 is 8x. So you should have about 2.5 million in your pre-tax accounts, and therefore you should have about 20 million in your after-tax accounts for a total of 22.5 million. Now, these numbers seem huge, and they are, but remember, inflation, compounded returns, and so forth. So really, it just shows the power of compound return. For example, to grow your account from 5 million to 15 million in 10 years requires annual contributions or savings of 115,000 plus 10% compound annual returns. Is it easy? No, but it's much easier earning your 5th million than your 1st million. Finally, for those who are willing to retire at, let's say, age 40, their net worth will likely be capped at around 2 million to 3 million if you follow my chart, as they spend their passive income and potentially their principal. So in other words, if you decide to retire early, you will be giving up on multiple millions of dollars in lost wealth. And so that's something you need to be really comfortable with because compound returns really starts to snowball after you accumulate a certain amount of money. So let's put everything in perspective, because I know some of you are feeling irked and maybe pissed off that these numbers are so high. Well, the reality is they need to be this high because too many people try to retire early and they just blow up their finances, hurt their marriages, hurt their lifestyles, get all depressed. It's kind of scary. 82% of Americans retire after the age of 61. Therefore, it's understandable that you'd be upset with these numbers or annoyed because most Americans won't retire early. But just remember, you're listening to this podcast and reading Financial Samurai that is focused on financial independence and living one's best life as soon as possible. We're not average folks. We just want to make as much money as possible and live the life that we want to live. So since 2012, I have met only a handful of people who retired early and then ended up going back to work full time because they couldn't find something meaningful to do with their free time. The second most common reason for people going back to work is usually a miscalculation of the amount they needed to feel financially independent. Hence, the purpose of this podcast and this podcast. Those who did miscalculate tended to skew under the age of 35. So in conclusion, here are some key points to remember. One, passive income is everything if you truly want to live a carefree retirement lifestyle. Don't be fooled by people who say they've retired early while they're working 60 hours a day on their business or whatever it is. That's not really, I think, a great early retirement lifestyle. You really want to feel like you can relax and work on things because you want to, not because you need to. Shoot to have as much in after-tax investments as you do in pre-tax investments by age 30. 1x should be the minimum, and don't get to a 1x multiple because you have so little in pre-tax investments. Get to a 1x multiple at least because you have been aggressively contributing the maximum to your pre-tax accounts in your 20s. Once you get to a 4x multiple, or about 1.5 to 2.5 million in after-tax amounts, there's really no reason to continue working at a job you don't absolutely love. It's okay to take some risks with a new job that may pay less, start an entrepreneurial endeavor, or even retire if you wish. If you can get to 4x before age 60, then more power to you. 3. Earning supplemental income in early retirement is extremely common and very beneficial. Almost everybody I know who has retired early found something they love doing part-time that generates a little to a lot of income. So really, folks, don't think that people just retire early and do nothing. Au contraire, they do a lot of something because they found something they really, really want. The younger you retire, the higher the likelihood you'll end up generating supplemental income that drastically extends the life of your financial nest egg. 4. Bad things that cost money tend to happen in higher frequency the older you get. You may feel invincible in your 20s, in your 30s, and maybe even in your 40s, but trust me, folks, the body breaks down, accidents happen. It's just not as smooth going as it was in your younger years. So not only must you take care of yourself, you may have parents and children to take care of as well. Therefore, please believe the figures in the chart are not only realistic, but necessary for those who wish to retire early comfortably. Do not extrapolate the returns of the past 10 years into the indefinite future. This is a huge mistake, folks. We are good times, rock and rolling, money out the wazoo. Don't think that, hey, it's going to be like this and double, triple your net worth over the next 10 years. Please don't think this way. If for whatever reason, your pre-tax retirement accounts are short of my targets, then simply focus on the after-tax column in both of my charts as an amount to shoot for by age if you want to retire early. As an early retiree, you won't be pilfering your pre-tax retirement accounts anyway due to the penalty, so they don't really matter unless you have some serious financial emergency. 6. Make a judgment call on the amounts in my guide based on your desired place to retire. If you plan to retire in places like San Francisco, Manhattan, and Honolulu, you may want to increase the figures by 20 to 30%. If you plan to retire in places like Omaha, Des Moines, maybe Dallas and Fort Lauderdale, you may be able to live off 30% less, especially those states that have no state income tax. Again, once you retire early, you definitely don't want to ever have to go back to work full-time again because you've tasted the sweet nectar of freedom. So it's very important to believe and follow these numbers. For those curious, at age 34, I left with a multiple at around 4x. Yes, it was a little scary to leave so young, but with a severance package and only myself to provide for at the time, I wasn't overly worried in 2012 because we had kind of gotten past the worst of the financial crisis. The goal after leaving work was to build Financial Samurai and to accumulate enough in after-tax investments to generate about $200,000 in passive income to provide for my potential family. I only had about $80,000 in passive income at the time. Now that I do have a son, I've discovered that due to inflation, a passive income amount closer to $300,000 is more appropriate if we are to remain in San Francisco. And that's to live our best life and to live comfortably. So given my severance package provided roughly 6 years worth of living expenses, one could say that I retired with the confidence of a 40-year-old man instead of a 34-year-old man. If I hadn't received a severance package, I most likely would have worked for 3 years and saved at least 50% of my income to boost my after-tax investment accounts. But I have to say that because I found something I really, really enjoyed doing, I haven't touched the principal in my retirement accounts, and I've actually grown my after-tax accounts quite significantly. It's something like 15 to 20 times now because I was able to successfully make Financial Samurai work. So although it may be harder to achieve a higher after-tax multiple when you're younger, it's easier to figure out something else you want to do that generates income too. If you retire at a later age, you may not have as much energy or desire to do something new to boost your wealth, but you'll be wealthier given you've had more time to save and invest. So in other words, whichever way you go, things tend to turn out okay. And again, the worst case scenario is you just go back and get a job. Leaving a steady paycheck is not easy, folks, especially if you've had one for decades. The regularity of it all is really comforting, as is, you know, the healthcare benefits and just the security and the insurance from your firm. But if you hit these target multiples that I've laid out, I promise you that everything will turn out all right in the end. And if for some reason things are not all right, then the saying goes, it is not yet the end. When you leave your job, you're going to find ways to make your money last. You'll probably be a little bit more frugal in the beginning just to make sure you don't blow yourself up and ever have to go back and look like a fool as people say, ha ha, I told you you couldn't retire early. But you'll get things to work. You're going to find some things you like to do that'll generate some side income. You'll figure things out. Don't worry, because everything is rational, especially if you follow my guide. Thanks so much, everyone, and good luck on your financial independence journey.